woven together. I think, have we got the... Yes, we do. Lovely. Thanks, Fred. Mending the mess. The perfect picture. Our journey through prayer and self-denial for 2020. We've reflected on being woven together by the Creator and that God calls us to participate in God's work of mending the mess and to warn anyone who isn't living right. And through these two practices, we are part of God's perfect picture that God is weaving. This image that only God knows what it will look like. This picture of the gathering in, the weaving together of our humanity in all our uniqueness, our diversity, our cultures, our traditions. God is weaving all of these things into this perfect picture, which will result in the glory of God being acknowledged by everyone. In beautiful language, John paints a phenomenal picture of one of his visions in Revelation 7. And he articulates it like this. After this, I looked and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." This image of the ultimate end of history, where we will all gather to worship at the throne. And that's the theme for this morning as we consider our final week of the NZBMS appeal, being woven in to this beautiful picture of worship. Last week, though, was an important week in the series, I think. I really haven't got this cable right today. Dear, excuse me. Because it articulates our current context. It was the week that really called us to action. It's the week that reminds us that there is still much to do, much to be done as we participate in God's reconciling work in God's world. And I framed this concept of sin in relational terms. So if I can grab the next slide, that would be great. Thanks, Fred. We're created to be in right relationship with God, with ourselves, with each other, and with the world. But those relationships have been messed up. They're broken. Sin, selfishness, individualism have gotten in the way. So it's those of us who are seeking to follow Christ that are tasked with participating and mending that mess as God weaves us all together into the tapestry of God's love. And our passage this morning is Ephesians 2, 1-10. And it kind of covers the entire journey. So read along with me. "Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It's only by God's grace that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ. God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece." He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. The NZBMS partners that are participating in God's work overseas, that work God prepared for them long ago. And we're thinking of them and praying for them, particularly in these weeks, but of course on our monthly mission focus as well. One of the workers in Southeast Asia, Josh, I think if we go to the next, maybe this next one, and again, oh, his head's very small, but the next one has an arrow to where he is. This is Josh there, the bald dude. He tells a story of his typical day. He says, most days are anything but typical. I shouldn't have used that word, should I? Anything but typical, but most of the time I participate in the activities that our Woven Life team are doing. I enjoy finding local shops and services that can offer me what I need, rather than going to the larger cities to use a big chain store. I feel this is a better way of making local relationships and increasing the livelihood of those who live around me. Most days, if not every day, I'm learning something new, a new word, a new friend, a new shop, or even a new cultural situation. Every day I'm experiencing heat, sweat, fatigue, and tiredness. I'm having to cope with people's different cultural and behavioral outlooks, and I'm always seen as a foreigner. I'm always getting asked the question, why am I here? As I take the time to explore our community, Josh says, and our local province, I am asking God to talk to me about the future, hoping that he will intervene and allow the people that he wants me to have a conversation with to turn up in front of me or be at the shop that I'm at. When I'm at home, I'm a father and a husband, so I spend time with my children and playing with the local kids. I love that story of just a normal day. Normal choices about where to shop, but not just where, he's thinking about why he shops there. A willingness to learn something new every day, encountering his local context with eyes that are prayerful, and playing with his and with other kids. Josh is participating in God's reconciling work, in God's weaving the perfect picture in his everyday life. And that's invited for us too. We're invited to be participants in this weaving of the beautiful tapestry of God's love for all of creation. The verse finishes, "We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." We are God's masterpiece. This is wonderful news. Humanity created to be in that right relationship, good relationship with God, with ourselves, with others and the world. Not just for our benefit, but for the benefit of God's world. The world that God loves, is redeeming and reconciling to God's self. There are so many stories that I hear of us as we are actively working alongside God in this reconciling work. Whether it be through tending and caring for plants that will be planted around our beautiful city, whether it be providing bikes to people who are new to this country and have never owned a bike, whether it be providing a free computer fix-it service, whether it be redeeming a car parking space and creating community in that space instead, whether it be helping people to work towards dealing with their shopping addiction, whether it be working towards justice and equity for women, whether it be serving and caring for people who are having operations, whether it be guiding young people into the possible careers, whether it be seeking fair and just economic systems, or counseling teenagers through the challenges that they have in their life. These are the things that we are involved in. We are participating in God's weaving this beautiful picture. This is exciting, I think. We are being woven together into this tapestry of love. We are participating in the process of mending the mess. We are a part of God's perfect picture. But there was another thing that Josh mentioned in his day that is worth highlighting, or not skipping over at least. He experiences what people who are new to New Zealand experience every day. Being seen as a foreigner, having people question his place there, having people expect things of him that he isn't even aware of due to cultural differences. I imagine this is hard work for him and for those of us who experience that in New Zealand. Part of our reconciling work is to be people who welcome all people. In our world right now, where the veneer that has hidden systemic issues of racism from those in power or in the majority, this veneer has been removed. We have to do all we can to ensure that those who have not been centered in our society and world are given their rightful place of being woven into this tapestry of love as well. So as we wrap up this year's prayer and self-denial appeal, I encourage us all to keep seeking ways in which we can partner in God's reconciling work. I encourage us all to keep praying for those who are doing this in challenging places around the world. So let's partner with God as God weaves this beautiful, diverse, enormous, welcoming, inclusive tapestry of love, until we are all participating in that wonderful worship service with every tribe and nation, worshipping our risen Lord, Jesus Christ. We're going to have our...